This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on February 25, 2010. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
All right. Our next matter on the agenda is draft notice of proposed rulemaking for standards of conduct, agenda document number 1010. We will be having a presentation. From Tony Buckley, Ethan Carrier, and Bob Knopp from the Office of General Counsel. And Commissioner Walther has rejoined us. Let the record show. Mr. Buckley, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda Document 1010 is a draft notice of proposed rulemaking regarding standards of conduct for commissioners and commission employees. The NPRM was drafted, and this rulemaking is being conducted in with the concurrence of the Office of Government Ethics. The NPRM explains and seeks comments on proposed rules to update the Commission's standards of conduct at 11 CFR Part 7, as well as new rules which supplement the Office of Government Ethics standards of ethical conduct at 5 CFR Chapter 37. Procedurally, once the NPRM is signed by the chairman, it will be forwarded to OGE for the signature of their director, after which it will be forwarded to the Federal Register for publication. A 30-day comment period will follow publication in the Federal Register. I will be happy to address any questions you may have.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Buckley. Any questions? Commissioner Weintraub.
Not so much questions as comments. I cannot resist commenting on this one. We started this rulemaking in 2003 when I, shortly after I joined the commission and I became chair and was on the regs committee, and we were waiting for the McConnell decision to come down. Mr. Buckley, I think maybe you've been working on this as long as I have. Close. Certainly Ms. Smith has. We were waiting for the McConnell decision to come down, and Rosie gave us in regs committee a list of all the pending regs projects. We always have a long list of things that we keep meaning to get to, and somewhere buried on the list was this: conform our ethics rules to OGE's ethics rules. It's really sort of a housekeeping matter because we've always complied with the OGE rules, but on paper our rules didn't match up against theirs. And I said, well, we ought to fix that. And, you know, as a former ethics person, I said, I'd really like to get that done. So we started it in 2003, and I naively thought we could get it done in a couple of months while we were waiting for the McConnell decision to come down. But it's complicated to do something in conjunction with another agency. Everybody's got their own priorities, and we got busy with a number of other rulemakings in the interim. So, you know, our schedule and OGE's schedule never seemed to be in sync, and it went back and forth, and it went on and on. And here we are in 2010, and miraculously, I'm still here to, I thought I was never going to see the day, but it turns out that I actually am still here, and I would be delighted to move approval of this draft and finally get this to a place where I anticipate that this one will go relatively smoothly and that we'll actually be able to adopt these rules in a fairly expeditious fashion. So I want to thank all of the staff who've worked so patiently on this project over the years, and I also want to thank Ethan Carrier, our lead ethics guy, who came to this process a little bit late but has been very helpful, and to congratulate him because that rat, he's going to leave us for 6 months. He's been selected for a detail to the White House Counsel's office, something he didn't even apply for but was recommended for based on his well-known expertise as a government ethics lawyer, and we will miss him, and you better come back. And while I'm on the subject of congratulating ethics-related staff in the building, let me also congratulate, although he's not sitting in the room today, John Hatfield, who's just been nominated to be IG at another agency. He's our deputy IG here, and he's just been nominated to be IG at another agency, and we're proud of all the great staff who are recognized throughout the government for their expertise. So, Mr. Chairman, I don't want to preclude anybody else from talking about this, but I would be happy at the appropriate time to make a motion.
Is there any further discussion on the NPRM? I think that the field is clear for you to make the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In that case, I delightedly move approval of agenda document number 1010 and direct staff to send it on its way so that it can be signed by all the appropriate people and published in the Federal Register and to make technical and conforming amendments if required.
All right, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 6-0, and let me also extend my congratulations to Ethan. He puts on one of the best ethics training seminars that anybody could ever hope to be part of. You're definitely going to be missed during the 6 months, but like Commissioner Weintraub said, we'll look forward to your triumphant return, more ethical than ever, when we see you back in September. But, best of luck as you take on this new responsibility, and it's a tremendous credit to you as a person. And as a scholar and an attorney that you were chosen for this, so best of luck in this venture over the next 6 months. All right. Well, Mr. Palmer, do we have any management or administrative matters that needed to be addressed?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have no additional items at this time.
With that, meeting is adjourned.